إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون, indeed from the great principles and sacred rights of our Islam is the issue of love, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to love the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is an incumbent obligation upon every believer to establish this love, to establish this love and to purify it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cultivate it in their heart until it's firm, and to show preference to this love over the love of all things. It has been connected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان, that there are three traits, three characteristics that whoever has them, he will find by way of them the sweetness of faith. أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما, and that is that Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم will be more beloved to him than anything else. When يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله, and that he loves a person, he does not love him except for the sake of Allah. وَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يُعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدِ أَنْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ, and that he despises and detests, he disliked to fall back into disbelief after Allah has saved him from that, just as he despises and detests and dislikes that he would ever be cast into a fire. The foundation of this principle and the head of the affair is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love Allah Azza wa Jal, because He is the Creator and the Provider and the Sustainer of all things. He is the Lord, and He is the one who has authority and command, and He is the one who has created all of us and brought us into existence, and all of the bounties and favors are from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's incumbent to love Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors and blessings, and to show thanks. And stemming from that and based upon that, one, he will love the creation accordingly. First and foremost is to love the Creator, to love Allah Azza wa Jal. And then from that love, one will love from the creation accordingly. And the first and foremost with the right to be loved from the creation is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To love the Messenger of Allah is from the greatest obligations. To love him for the sake of Allah and according to the legislation and that which is pleasing to Allah. Checking the love with the reins of the legislation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the greatest obligations. First and foremost, loving Allah. And then loving for the sake of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, one, he must love the Messenger of Allah more than he loves his own father and his own child and all of mankind. And it has been connected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Anas, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, that not one of you truly believes, meaning that not one of you has completed and fulfilled the rights of his faith, the obligation of his faith is not complete until I'm more beloved to him than his father and his child and all of mankind. It's an incumbent obligation to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah more than one he loves his father or his mother or his child or his spouse or his brother or anyone from mankind. The love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it must take precedence and it must be first for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. This is an obligation from the rights of that iman. Rather, a person, he must love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam even more than he loves his own soul. And he's been connected by al-Bukhari from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Hisham radiallahu anhu, that he said that Umar was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he told him, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, anta al-ahabu ilayya min kulli shay'in illa min nafsi. O Messenger of Allah, I swear by Allah that you are more beloved to me than everything except for my own soul. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stopped him and he said, La, waladi nafsi biyadi hatta akuna ahabba ilayka hatta min nafsik. No, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hands, until I am more beloved to you than your very own soul. So it's an incumbent obligation, first and foremost, to love Allah. And then based upon that love, to love for the sake of Allah. And this requires to love that which Allah loves and those whom Allah loves. To love that which Allah loves from the statements and actions and speech and deed. And likewise, to love whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. At the head of that is loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he mentioned in his book, An-Nabi awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has more rightful to the believers than their own soul. Awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. That he is more rightful to the believers than their very own souls. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his favor and his blessing, has selected and chosen the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the seal of all prophets and to bring the final revelation. To be the seal of all prophets and to bring the final revelation and guidance and light and law and legislation that leads to the pleasure of Allah. And after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one will be admitted into paradise except by believing and following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this great blessing and favor, the favor of guidance to Islam, the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is at the hands of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore it's incumbent to love him more than when he loves his own soul, more than when he loves his own family, his own child, his own spouse, more than when he loves all of mankind, rather more than when he even loves his own soul. And the reality of this love, it lies in obedience, and it lies in surrender and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbly and submissively, and likewise in compliance to the laws and legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making the worship and the devotion, making the creed and the tawheed, making all actions of servitude, sincerity and purity for the sake of Allah, inwardly and outwardly, tajreed tawheed lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, tajreed tawheed lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise making the role model, absolutely, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following him in all affairs and following that legislation and abiding by those regulations and that law and sufficing with the limits that are set in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this manner, the love will be true. In this manner, the love will be pure and it will not be mere claims. It's been connected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, anna rajulan ja'ala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala ya rasulullah mata as-sa'ah. A man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the hour? Meaning, when is the day of judgment? What day is it going to be established? What time would it occur? Mata as-sa'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he redirected him and guided him to the proper question. And he asked him and he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا وَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا. And what did you prepare for it? And what did you prepare for it? Because it's not important to know when the hour will be established, but what is important is what have you prepared for it. It's not important to know when the hour will be established and when the day of resurrection will come, but what has one prepared for it? And likewise, the resurrection for every individual begins at death. It begins at death. So it's not important to know when death will come, but rather, what have you prepared for it? What have you prepared for the day that you will die? What have you prepared for the day that you'll be resurrected to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَاذَا عَدَّتَ لَهَا. And what did you prepare for it? The man, he was guided and given great success. And he answered with the most beneficial and beautiful answer. And he said, radiyallahu anhu, حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. I have prepared for that day the love of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded with the most amazing response. He said, فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. Then indeed, you're going to be along with those whom you love. Indeed, you will be along with those whom you love. When is the day of resurrection, O Messenger of Allah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, what have you prepared for it? What have you prepared for it? And the man, he said, I have prepared the love of Allah and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for that day. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, indeed, you will be with those whom you love. Indeed, you will be with those whom you love. At this time, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, فَمَا فَرِحْنَا بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَرَحَنَا شَدَّ مِنْ قَوْلِ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَإِنَّكَ مَعْ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Anas, he said, after hearing this narration, radiallahu anhu, we never rejoiced over something after being guided to al-Islam the way that we rejoiced over the statement of the Prophet. The way that we rejoiced over the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّكَ مَعْ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Indeed, you will be with those whom you love. Indeed, you will be with those whom you love. An indication that a person, he will rejoice over Islam and being guided to the deen of Allah azza wa jal and to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the greatest thing to rejoice over and to be happy about and to be thankful. Alhamdulillah. He said that we have never rejoiced over anything after al-Islam more than the way we rejoiced whenever we heard the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, indeed, you will be with those whom you love. Indeed, meaning on the day of resurrection and the hereafter, you will be with those whom you love. At this time, likewise, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, وَأَنَا أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. He said, indeed, I love Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I love Abu Bakr and Umar. وَأَرْجُوا أَنَا أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ وَإِلَّا مَعْمَلْ بِعْمَالِهِمْ. And I hope that I will be along with them. And I hope that I will be along with them even if I was not able to do the deeds that they have done. Even if I was not able to do the deeds that they have done. A believer, he must love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And love everything that is beloved to Allah. From the creed, first and foremost, the creed of Tawheed, that Allah, He should be singled out alone for all actions of worship and devotion and servitude inwardly and outwardly. Beginning with love and hope and fear. And trust and reliance and supplication and humbleness and humility is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The supplication and dua, slaughtering all actions of worship, the salah and the zakat, seeking knowledge and giving the khutbah, listening to the lecture and taking the admonition, it must be for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Not for any ulterior motive. It must be purely for Allah, for the love of Allah, and hoping for the reward of Allah, and hoping for the love of Allah. And hoping for the love of Allah. And for this reason, many of the salaf, they would say, laysa sha'nu an tuhibb. إِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحِبَّ. It's not about whether you love, but rather that you're loved. There are from the believers those whom Allah, He loves dearly, and there are those who have a lesser portion of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their faith, according to their obedience, according to their sincerity, according to their determination to be upright in public and in private. And public and in private. So the head of the affair is to love Allah Azza wa Jal. And this comes by knowing Him, by learning about His beautiful names and His lofty attributes of perfection that He has mentioned in His book and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Him with in the authentic narrations. And likewise, by pondering over the creation and looking around you and seeing the reality of this life and how it's in such beautiful order and so much benefit and so much mercy we can see. This is all from the beauty of the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the mercy of the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then whenever you ponder and you reflect over the creation around you and your own soul, and you ponder and reflect over the words of Allah and His lofty names and beautiful attributes of perfection, you cannot help except love Him. You cannot help except love Him. And if you're sincere in that, then you will surrender to Him and you will strive to seek nearness to Him and hope that He will love you and hope that He will help you and aid you. And if you are sincere in that, then Allah, He will love you. And Allah, He loves the believers and He loves those who are righteous and He loves piety and He loves those who do good. So therefore, a believer, he will learn about Allah Azza wa Jalla and love Him and love for the sake of Allah. After that, loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Not for the customs or the cultures, or not for one's own desires or whims, but rather for the sake of Allah. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an obligation that is done for the sake of Allah. And it must be checked with the reins of the legislation and that which is pleasing to Allah. Because if a person is negligent with regards to the love, it can overcome him and he can go to extremes. And he can transgress the limits. Or likewise, if he's negligent as well, he can fall short of fulfilling the rights that are upon him with regards to that love, waliyadu billah. So therefore, from the sweetness of faith, is that a person, he will love Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than he loves everything. More than he loves everything. Loving Allah first and foremost,
and then loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah. When يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that he will love a person, he does not love him except for the sake of Allah. After that love is established, now on he will love what Allah loves and love those whom Allah loves. And if he loves a man, he will love him because of his obedience and because his outward appearance and diligence to be upright upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that he is not perfect, but what is seen from him is khair, what is seen from him is goodness, what is seen from him is love of tawheed and the sunnah and the way of the salaf, then he will love him for this. He will love him for this, not for his wealth, not for his money, not for his position, not for his status, not for any worldly gain, simply for the sake of Allah. In this manner, a person, he will find the sweetness of faith. And likewise, to dislike, to ever fall into disbelief, or that faith would ever be stripped from the heart of a person, or that his faith would ever be lost, the same way he would dislike to fall into the fire, وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ, a person, he must love Islam, love the deen of Allah, and love to abide by it and to apply it, and love to learn about it and to follow it, and strive against one's soul to uphold the limits that are found in Al-Islam in a manner of moderation, without going to extremes, without transgressing the limits, without going beyond the boundaries, without innovating innovations that have no evidence and no proof, and without being negligent and imitating the enemies of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this manner, a believer can find the sweetness of faith. And the heart tastes the sweetness of faith, just as the tongue, it can taste the sweetness of food. But just as the body, if it becomes sick, many times it will not be able to taste the sweetest of foods. Rather, many times it will dislike or reject the best of all dishes. And likewise, the faith, if it becomes weak, a person, he will not be able to taste it. He will not be able to taste the sweetness of faith. And it can come to a lowly level where he will begin to reject everything that is good. And even he can reject his faith, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, because of a sickness in the heart, because of a disease in the heart. And he can start to prefer that which is harmful for him over that which is good, and to reject that which is in his best interest. And he can become confused, thinking that something is beneficial and good. In reality, it's misguidance and deviation, because of a sickness in his heart, showing preference to the love of his desires over the love of Allah and over the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following his whims upon knowledge, knowing that it's haram and impermissible, or knowing that it's an obligation that must be established, neglecting that for a dollar or for a position in this life, showing preference to the worldly affair over establishing the religion. In this manner, the heart becomes corrupted, and at this time, darkness engulfs the heart, and a person, he'll become misguided, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So we must take this affair seriously, loving Allah Azza wa Jal. Loving Allah, He is our creator, He is our provider, He is our sustainer. Everything that we have is from Him, and we're going to return to Him and be taken to account for that love and what we have done with His blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, loving the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truthfully, and taking him as the role model. لَقَا كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد. To claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make this claim with mere lip service is not sufficient. Whether a believer, he must bring the proof as a testimony and clarification to the authenticity of that statement, and that he's truthful and sincere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tried the believers with the verse in His book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. Because there are individuals in those days claiming that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He tried them and tested them with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say to them, O Muhammad, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they truly love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. So therefore, the testimony and the clarification of one's sincerity and truthfulness with his claim to love Allah and with his claim to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it lies in obedience. It lies in obedience and being humble and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere devotion and worship and servitude, making the tawheed and the religion purity for the sake of Allah, and restricting oneself to the laws and limits and complying to the legislation that is prescribed in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this manner, a person, he will be sincere in his love by obeying Allah and His Messenger in public and private, and showing preference to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even whenever the soul orders that which is contrary, or even whenever the majority is upon something contrary, or even whenever it's in contradiction to that which is known from the society, or from the customs of the people, or from the cultures of the people, or from the tribesmen and the likes like this. Rather, a person, he must show preference to the command of Allah, and show preference to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hold fast to that, even if the people are calling contrary, or even if it's contrary to his tribesmen, or the way in his society. Whenever he sees the clear proof in the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of Abu Bakr and Umar and the likes of Allah, he will hold fast to that and prefer that and not let go of that for any custom or any culture or any opinion or statement from any man or for any position or status in this life. Rather, he must be sincere. And this is the test and this is the trial, to show preference to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger over the desires and the whims of the soul and the customs of the people and the customs of the people. Many people, they claim to show love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the likes of these days, celebrating his so-called birthday and the likes like this. And there's no evidence clarifying this. And this is all falsehood. This love and a display of love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be in accordance to that which is pleasing to Allah. And had celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been pleasing to Allah, then Allah, He would have clarified that in His book, or it would have been clarified in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger, he was asked, "Man ahabbu nasi ilayka, ya Rasulullah, who is the most beloved of the people to you, O Messenger of Allah?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Aisha." And then they said, "Min al-rijal," from the men. And then he said, "Abuha," her father. It was said, then after that, then he said, "Umar, radiyallahu anhum jami'an." So the most beloved of mankind is Aisha radiyallahu anha, and then her father, and then Umar radiyallahu anhum jami'an, and Aisha radiyallahu anha. She died in the year 57 or 58, more than 40 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But not 1 year did she celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr and Umar, they lived and they died, and they left after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam establishing the Khilafah. And not one of them, not 1 year. Likewise, Uthman and Ali, not one time, not 1 year. Ali, he's the last of the Khulafa al-Arba to die in the year 40. Not one of them celebrated the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatsoever, not one of them. Likewise, Anas ibn Malik and radiyallahu anhu, the one who's narrating these narrations about loving Allah and loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died in the year 93. He lived for over 80 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not one time did he celebrate the birthday of the Messenger of Allah. Not one time in 80 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did Anas ibn Malik, who spent his life with him since he was 10 years old, in public and in private, and while he's traveling and while he's in his home and his residence sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 80 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not one time did he celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we look at the four khulafa, and likewise the six after them, the 10 who were given glad tidings of paradise in one narration. 10 were given glad tidings of paradise in one narration. Not one of them celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Abdurrahman ibn Auf fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah. Until the end of it, Sa'id ibn Zayd fil Jannah, Sa'id ibn Abi Waqqas fil Jannah. All of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, they're in Jannah. Not one of them celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a means to enter Jannah. And it's not something pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, and it's not something good, and it's not a sign of love. Because we definitely love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not the way of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali, and not the way of Aisha radiallahu anhum, not the way of Anas ibn Malik, who spent their lives, gave their lives defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not one of them celebrated the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing their love or honor or respect for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is falsehood. Even if you continue after that, for the students of the Sahaba, the Tabi'un, not one of them celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll not find one narration, not even a weak one, not even a fabricated one, about the affair of celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not known, it was not heard of. This is not something that was established. The Sahaba, they did not do it. The students of the Sahaba, they did not do it. The students of the Sahaba, they did not do it. Abu Hanifa, he did not celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he did, hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. And Al-Imam Malik, he didn't celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you claim he did, hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. And Al-Imam Shafi, Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah, they did not celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you claim that they did, their books are available today, alhamdulillah, preserved and passed down. The heritage of Islam is established with chain. Hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, Al-Imam Muslim, Al-Imam Abu Dawood, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, Al-Imam al-Nisa'i, Al-Imam ibn Majah, and after them likewise, not one of them celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is there any clearer proof than this? Is there any clearer proof than this? The best of this ummah, beginning with the Prophet of this ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never celebrated the birthday of the Prophet as a show of love and respect and honor. This is a clear indication that it is falsehood, that is desires, that is innovation, and it's not a show of love, it's not a show of respect, it's not a show of honor, it's a show of great ignorance and following of desires, showing preference to this worldly life and following customs of the people in contradiction to the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma fil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.